Welcome to my little love nest in the country. And so the story begins. City dweller, successful feller, thought to himself, oops, I ain't got a lot of money. All in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in the centuries, hangs all your E. The breeze on in. In the country, watching out from the pits in the boonies in the country. Chicks on animal pills, wild animals built in the country. Looking out on the farm, lots of rural time in the country. It's got morning glory, life's a different story. Everything's going jack and dory. In touch with his own mortality. He's reading Balzac, not the blank Prozac, to help him and feels wonderfully bland. Oh, it's the century's remedy for the beat at heart, a brand new start. Oh, we live to the house, to bury the ghost in the country. He's got a bomb on his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He don't drink smoke, fly, take herbal baths in the country. Come to the barn on an animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country. Blow me out. What do you mean I can't say? Mom is a stupid, I'm doing my best tonight. I'll show you. Blow me out. What do I blow me out for? It's good enough for the world, isn't it? Oh, we live in a house. It's a very big house in the country. Watching animal pits in the boonies in the country. Takes all manner of pills while those animals built in the country. Looking out on the farm, lots of rural charm in the country. Lives in a house. It's a very big house in the country. Yes, we need a lot of rest in the country. You don't raise much plastic, herbal vines in the country. And you come to the world on an animal farm in the country.
Come on, my
beauties. Internet's buried against in the country. He's got a bomb on his chest, so we need a lot of rest in the country.
Let's go.
You don't raise much plastic, herbal vines in the country. And you come to the world on an animal farm in the country.
No need to worry, folks in a hurry. Leave them behind you, no one can find you. House in the country. House in the country. House in the country, green surrounding, love abounding. You won't find a manhole there. Yes, yes, I need you. Come, let me feed you. I've never tried to. Come, let me hide you. House in the country, house in the country.
Yeah.
play it closer.
Keep on the floor there, don't ask for more there. So makes me want to, glad you came up to House in the Country. House in the Country.
I go home, I get mitered, but it's a humble miter.
A charm from the sky seems to hallow us there, which seek through the world is ne'er met with elsewhere.
I don't know what all that means, do you? The only charm in my home belongs to a witch doctor, my wife's physician.
Home, home, sweet home, sweet home.
Oh, I can't stand sweets.
There's no place like home, yes.
The only place that's like home is another home.
There's no place like home.
My home is not homey at all. It's homely. It's got a big fireplace that we're afraid of light because the whole home will burn down. And when I was a kid, I remember I used to slide down the banister. One day it broke and I busted my Clyde. And that convinced me there's no place like your own little apartment. And when I was only 8 or 9, I went up to the attic to look over those old magazines. They were the dullest magazines I ever read. All about ways to grow hair and how to get rid of hair. They just couldn't make up their mind about hair. And on Sunday afternoon, Daddy'd read us kids the funnies. They were funny in those days, you know. And if any of us didn't laugh, Daddy'd beat us up with the arm of the rocking chair. Ah, Daddy, he was an idiot. And I remember old Aunt Sari. Oh, she was a Lulu. No, that was Aunt Lulu. Sari was kind of scary. She used to tell us ghost stories and put us to bed. And to this day, I have horrible nightmares. Only last night, I dreamt I went home. Back home to that little wooden structure next to the railroad tracks. It couldn't have been on the right side of the tracks because every time the train come through, I'd fall out of the wrong side of the bed. Until I found out one morning I was sleeping without a mattress or a spring. So I started to sleep on the floor, and then one night I fell down the fireplace. It was around Christmas time, and everybody thought I planned it. But as soon as New Year's came around, I packed Aunt Lulu's bindle and headed Texas way. Got me a couple of oil wells now and a 50-room ranch house, a golf course, some stables, a double-decker swimming pool, and no banisters anywhere, but still it's home to me. Yes, sirree.
There's no place like home.
I'm certainly glad my family got out of that place.
Somebody holding me. They said, I welcome you to Crackerbox Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace. Oh, now where you roam, no one love is true. us, do what the rest don't do. Or face the fact the cracker bugs pile us. They have no other choice than to deport you. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace. No matter where you roam, no one loves you. Life. Standing in between them all, I met a Mr. Cripe. And he said, I welcome you to Crackerbox Palace. Was not expecting you. Let's slap and tap at Crackerbox Palace. Know that the Lord is well and inside of you. And we welcome you to Crackerbox Palace. Been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace. No matter where you roam, no, our love is true. You bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace. Love is true.
blokes need a hobby, it's a fact of life. Time and space to do their thing, escape from the wife. So in sheds across the land, in spare bedrooms too, you'll find men doing just what a man's just gotta do.
In the man cave, men are strong. In the man cave, they can do no wrong. In the man cave, men are brave. It's not a shed, it's a man cave.
Clive's an avid gamer, his Xbox is his friend. In digital reality, spend the whole weekend. His mum thinks he should get out more and find himself a mate. Clive is over 40, it could be too late.
In the man cave, men are strong. In the man cave, they could do no wrong. In the man cave, men are brave. It's not a shed, it's a man cave.
Men wear socks and sandals. Real men grow a beard. Real men don't follow fashion. Real men pursue their passion.
The man cave, men are strong. In the man cave, they can do no wrong. In the man cave, men are brave.
It's not a shed, it's a man cave. Russell is a radio hand, it sheds a radio station. With headphones on, he transmits call signs and location. He talks about the weather to chaps he's never met. Then he writes it in his logbook so he won't forget.
In the man cave, men are strong. In the man cave, they can do no wrong. In the man cave, men are brave.
It's not a shed, it's a man cave. Barry has a train set, it's larger than average. Fills his shed completely, though it's only O-gauge. He keeps a strict timetable, his trains are never late. Neither on commuter lines or intercity freight.
In the man cave, men are strong. In the man cave, they can do no wrong. In the man cave, men are brave.
It's not a shed, it's a man cave.
Passion
in the man cave, men are strong. In the man cave, they can do no wrong. In the man cave, men are brave.
It's not a shed, it's a man cave.
Man cave.
Pad. Man, it's a mad pad. Blue suede drapes. Wall-to-wall television. Yeah.
a stuffed couch with feathers from Birdland.
Of buying a home, and you deal, when you buy a home, you deal with realtors, you see. Now, realtors are people who did not make it as used car salesmen, you see. you see the ads, and you say, honey, this is our dream house. Then you go out to it, you see, and you meet the realtor. And he comes on like this. Well, hi there. Well, here she is. Boy, somebody's going to steal this little beauty, you know? I'm not supposed to tell you this, but this baby is priced way below the market. Way below. This the wife, is it? How do you do? Breck Snyder. John Breck Snyder. Oh, look at that. Is that the little baby? How old? 14 months, huh? Boy, she's gonna break a lot of hearts when she gets older. little boy, is it? All right. Wonderful. You always hate to give him the first haircut, don't you? Well, there she is. Boy, is that a beauty, hmm? Yeah, there she is. This is what we call rustic. This is kind of your rustic home. Well, of course, that's a question of semantics. You know, when does it quit becoming rustic and start becoming ramshackle? You know, it's kind of hard. It's a wonderful family home, though. It's got seven bedrooms and one bath. Anyone with any imagination or happens to own a contracting business could just do wonders with this house. Yeah, this is a 3/4 of an acre. Mm-hmm. Well, not actually. Well, come over the cliff here. Let me show you where where your property runs. You see the road way down there? That is all your land, all the way down to the road. I mean, somebody's car stalls and they start to lean on the cliff there. You can just say, hey, get off that land. That's my land, you see? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you saw the ad, did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, you've got the view of the ocean and the view of the valley. It's very, very rare, the ocean view. Yeah, you want to you come over here by the cliff. That's the way. Yeah, you just get down. You see? Uh-huh. Now, can you see between the boughs there? There's. You see the ocean? Wait a minute. There it is. You see it? You see it that time? People tell me, the people that own this house, they tell me they used to come out here, you know, Sunday afternoon and get down on all fours and crouch and just watch the ocean, and all your troubles just seem to float away, you know? Just wonderful. The valley view, yeah. Listen, you want to boost your wife on my shoulders? Let me show you the valley view. It's kind of a Frank Lloyd Wright kind of feeling the home gives you. You know, it just kind of seems to fit. You know, seems to flow right into the atmosphere there. As a matter of fact, the back of the house is starting to flow. I think. Yeah. Oh, and pardon? No, the people that lived here before tell me that you can hardly hear anything from the sheet metal plant across the street there. Yeah, they hardly even knew it was here. Now, folks. I didn't explain about the kitchen. Folks.
Step right up. Come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of the lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you, some things I know will chill you to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the pain down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. But now she's gone forever, and this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew. Straight ahead, that's the bed where we lay in love together, and Lord knows we had a good thing going here. See her picture on the table. Don't it look like she'd be able just to touch me and say, good morning, dear. There's her rings, all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them when she tore my world apart. As you leave, you'll see the nursery. Oh, she left me without mercy, taking nothing but her baby and my heart. Step right.
I have have a picture in my kitchen of my kitchen in my kitchen with another little picture of my kitchen that has a picture of my kitchen with a picture of my kitchen in my kitchen in my kitchen in my kitchen.
Now this picture in my kitchen of my kitchen in my kitchen and my kitchen is catching a reflection of my kitchen with a picture in my kitchen and my kitchen in my kitchen in my kitchen.
But this picture in my kitchen of my kitchen in my kitchen and my kitchen and my kitchen's kind of tipping.
So this picture of my kitchen in my kitchen in my kitchen in my kitchen in my kitchen needs some fixing. If a picture of your kitchen in your kitchen in your kitchen of your kitchen in your kitchen's what you're wishing, just take a picture of your kitchen, put that picture in your kitchen of your kitchen of your kitchen in your kitchen. I have a picture in my kitchen of my kitchen in my kitchen with another little picture of my kitchen that has a picture of my kitchen with a picture of my kitchen in my kitchen in my kitchen in my kitchen. With the picture of my kitchen 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 of my kitchen. Yes, a picture of my kitchen of my kitchen in my kitchen of a picture of my kitchen. Of my kitchen in my kitchen.
My neighbor's knocking and I open carefully. He looks a bit like Ronnie Jeremy. He's screaming at me, damn you little albatross, while he smells like chips and calvados. He said, what the hell is going on? What is that goddamn groan? That ain't no sound of rock and roll. I said, I'm so sorry, but I got this thing I have to show. They might be good for you to know. So I brought him inside. Don't know why, but then suddenly he just passed out. I thought, well, alright. Can't deny that I got a llama in my living room. A llama in my living room. A llama in my llama in my llama in my llama in my llama. I got a llama in my living room. I saw my little neighbor shaking on the floor. I've never seen a man like that before. He didn't even make it through my kitchen door. He must have thought it was a dinosaur. Then he opened up his eyes screaming, I'ma kill that thing. Then his big arm started to swing. I tried to calm him down, told him take it easy now. It's just my llama named Chow Chow. Then he raised up, he said, what? I said, I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. Now you know what? What I got? That I got a llama in my living room. A llama in my living room. A llama in my llama in my llama in my llama in my. I got a llama in my living room.
With rooms for everyone. All I know is lots of land where we lots of food. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house.
Good evening, friends. Welcome to the quarantine edition of the Bit Slap on KBC. You're stuck with me in this little tiny room for about an hour and a half. You can do it. I can do it. So there you go. Chose this music because some of you are looking a little bit pale. I thought maybe this could get your blood boiling a little bit from the NFL. Why not? Okay. Anyway, we started with the Wurzels tonight. They are a kind of a scrump and roll or scrump and... I forget what they called it, but they're from Somerset, England. And they've literally been active since 1966. That's longer than most of us. And that was the Country House, all right? After that, that segued very nicely into Blood, Sweat, and Tears, House in the Country, from their first album with Al Kooper, Steve Katz, Randy Brecker, Jim Fielder, that's right. Jim Fielder was somebody else. Old Philosopher at Home was Eddie Lawrence, of course. Cracker Box Palace from George Harrison. Of course, that was a home. That was the home of Lord Buckley, who was good friends with George. And that's why the song got written, because it sounded like a song, right? Yes. In the Basement was Irma Thomas, Where the Parties Are. Please don't do that tonight. Let's see. Okie Dokie. And that was The Man Cave after that. Cookie's Mad Pad, kind of a man cave in its own. That was, of course, Ed Cookie Burns, the late. He passed on not too long ago. Austin, my hometown. Some sleazy outfit uses the same song for all kinds of towns. This one was for Austin. Okay, I don't even know who they are. Buying a House from Bob Newhart. If you've bought a house, you know how it goes. George Jones, my favorite George Jones song. And then The Grand Tour. My favorite George Jones song. So you got a little tears in your eyes, it's okay. It's there's a reason. The Kitchen Song, Picture in My Kitchen, was Corey Williams. Llama in My Living Room was Aranchupa. That's what she says, Aranchupa. I do not argue. And then Little Marky, Big House from Little Marky. Little Marky was actually a guy named Mark Fox, who I could find nothing at all. So I will leave that as it is, and we will go back for more.
When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yep, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. Our number one foreman's name is Chuck. Give him a call. He's the Barf Construction muckamuck ahead of us all. So if you want a house of your own, you're in luck. Just pick up the telephone and call up Chuck. For the fastest job, yes, we Bob, call 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. We're number one in affordable homes, rebuild or new. We go fourth class and then we pass the savings on to you. Our walls were made of cardboard instead of wood. It goes up faster than 2x4s and looks just as good. for the fastest job. Yes, sir, Bob, call 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. Crew is the fastest by far. Skinny kids in their teens. They don't eat nothing but candy bars and methamphetamines. They don't whistle while they work, and they don't talk about sport. They just power for 50 cents an hour and all they can snort. For the fastest job, yes, we bought a call 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yep, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. Yeah, Barf Construction and we'll throw it up.
I can't spackle and I can't paint. If a leaky roof is your complaint, I'm not your man, I'm not a saint. I'm not handy around the house. Don't give me caulk, don't give me grout. If the basement is flooded, you can count me out. Well, you can moan and you can pout, but I'm not handy around the house. If your door won't shut, I'm unhinged. If your wire needs cut, I'm frayed. If your bolt needs a nut, we're screwed, cause I'm not very handy. You must conclude that if the shower head drips, I'm all wet. If the circuitry trips, I'm dim. If the foundation slips, we'll tilt, cause building stuff just ain't the way I'm built. If you've got a rusty pipe, if the chimney needs flashing, I'm not your type of guy. Though you may gripe, I'm not handy around the house. Can't build a deck, can't build a shelf. If the workshop needs a foreman, I'm not your elf, cause I can't do it myself. I'm not handy around the house. I could hang up a picture or install a fixture. Do you need any further proof? There'd be a hole in the wall and a crack in the hall, and I'd end up on a doghouse roof, which, by the way, could use a shingle or two. Close. I'm stuck if the draft still blows. Just chill if the thermostat froze. That's cool, cause if I tried to fix it, who would I fool? If the vacuum won't work, I'm dirt if the dryer goes jerk. My head spins if the coffee won't perk. There's no joke, cause I've never felt at home at the Home Depot. If your brake is stuck in park, if your fuse has blown, I'm in the dark. Need a hammer, then call a shark, cause I'm not handy around the house. If the floorboards start to rot, if the power goes, I won't know what's the what. Cause by Vela, I'm not handy around the house. I'm not handy around the house. I'm not handy around the house. I'm not handy around the house.
Summer is upon us and the sun is blistering, and all of my valuables they turn up missing. Can't buy my lawn chair, can't buy my radio, can't buy the yard rake, can't buy the garden hose, can't buy the cans to throw away the trash. maybe I should cut the grass. Fescue growing up a higher and higher. Guess I went a little crazy with the fertilizer. Can't find the barbecue, can't find the meat. Can't see the neighbor's house across the street. Can't find both hands if I use my ass. Maybe I should cut the grass. Would have done it earlier, but I'm allergic. Much too cheap to get a service. Ticket from the city for a violation. Neighbors think I'm dead or on a long vacation. Well, I got a new shiny riding mower. It's a three-blade cutter with four cup holders. Where it's gone to is just bewildering. Went to ask my wife and children. Found her keys and purse, but they ain't come back. Maybe I should cut the grass. Get a herd of goats so they can chew it. Law and order lawyer said he could sue it. Yoga teacher said I should breathe and stay calm. I'm on Craigslist trying to buy some napalm. Well, it's gotten so quiet you can't hear the wind blow. And it's getting kind of shady around the upstairs windows. The dog just whimpers and won't go outside. I sit up in my bed at night, listening to the lawn clawing at the glass. Maybe I should cut the grass.
The big craze these days is do-it-yourself. And Sun power tools are selling like hotcakes. Sales are up almost as much on iodine, gauze, and band-aids. There's all kinds of drills and electric saws. They say any 10-year-old can operate. Shoot, you noticed all the four-finger 10-year-olds that there are running around these days? Why, there's new electric high-speed power drills that any man with a workshop would love. That little devil makes little bitty holes in anything it touches, like khakis and Levi's and fingers and gloves. And then there's the innocent-looking little jigsaw saw. Can cut just about anything out of wood. Can also leave you with nicknames like Stumpy. Cause you to point with a hook. Of course, lawn shears are good for a finger or two, and circle saws can double that at least. My next door neighbor cut his two before off. You know how painful that can be. But the meanest of all is that damn chainsaw. It's like owning a man-eating shark. Thing comes complete with a first aid kit and one of them Hire the Handicap bumper stickers for your car. It'll cut down your front porch and your chain link fence and anything else that it can. And you just get careless. Just get cooped one time and you can sure as hell forget about having that big family you've planned. Actually, it kind of adds a whole new meaning to the term being cut off. In the interest of safety, I bought me some steel-toed shoes and cut my damned heel off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting on the toilet doing number two. And if you don't know what it means, it rhymes with flu. So I reach up my hand to get some toilet paper. Toilet paper. Oh my God, there's no more toilet paper. Oh my God, there's no more toilet paper. Oh my God, there's no more toilet paper. No more,
no more toilet paper.
No more, no more toilet paper. No more,
no more toilet paper.
No more, no more toilet paper.
Houses you've seen. But things are topsy-turvy here. I'll show you what I mean. In a topsy-turvy house, food starts cooking by itself on the kitchen range. Books will read themselves to you. And shades go down. And tables set the dishes. And then no matter what you eat, it always tastes delicious. And one thing more about this house, this topsy-turvy place, where soft erasers only write, and pencils just erase. We're going to practice reading words that some of you may know about this topsy-turvy house. So ready, set, let's go. Let's read a word you all have heard. Door. 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 People tell you all the time, you mustn't slam the door. But in a topsy-turvy house, why, that's what doors are for. Door. 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 Let's read a word you all have heard. Chair. 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 In a topsy-turvy house, things are all reversed. So you can sit on any chair, but you must catch it first. Let's read a word you all have heard. Picture. 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 Hang a picture up, and it will stay there on the wall. But in a topsy-turvy house, you can't be sure at all. Let's read a word you all have heard. Wallpaper. 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 When there's paper on a wall, you'd think that it would stay. But in a topsy-turvy house, the patterns like to play. Let's read a word you all have heard. Clock. 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 We all learn how to tell the time. There's really nothing to it. But in this funny house, a clock just might not let you do it. Let's read a word you all have heard. Kitchen. 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 In a topsy-turvy kitchen, food is on the shelves. But no one makes the sandwiches, for they can make themselves. Let's read a word you all have heard. Broom. 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 This is what a mother needs to help her clean a room. But in a topsy-turvy house, the carpets sweep the broom. Let's read a word you all have heard. Bathtub. 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 You all know what a bathtub's for, and how to use it, too. But in a topsy-turvy house, who knows what it can do? Let's read a word you all have heard. Bed. 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 Some someone in your house each day most likely makes your bed. But in a topsy-turvy house, it makes itself instead. Let's read a word you all have heard. Laundry. 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 Someone has to do the laundry, maybe once a week. But in a topsy-turvy house, you'll see. Just take a peek. Read a word you all have heard. Toys. 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 In this topsy-turvy house, we've had lots of fun. And now the toys are going to parade for everyone. The balls, and dolls, and teddy bears. The skates, and books, and blocks. The cars and trucks and wooden trains. The jack inside the box. Yes, all the toys. Oh, don't forget, painted wooden mouse. They hope you liked your visit to the topsy-turvy house.
Look at this tub. It's dangerous and certainly a hazard. It's positively lower than substandard. Everything here is lower class. Why, I could slip, I could fall right on my nose. Look at this tub. Look at this tub. It's shallow and it's narrow and it's skinny. It's absolutely, definitely mini. I'm sick of being cramped in there, all tied up with my knees up in the air. Want a bath that's roomy and appealing, comfort to ceiling, that's what I miss. Want a bath with everything built in it, so let's begin it, but not like this. Look at the walls. Look at the walls. It's absolutely, positively wasted. No handle shelves or cabinets. It's wasted. No wonder that I show my wrath. It's a hell of a way to make a bath. Want a bath that's roomy and appealing, from floor to ceiling, that's what I miss. Want a bath with everything built in it, so let's begin it, but not like this. Look at this room. Will you look at this room? There's not a single bit of inspiration. There's not a single up-to-date creation. Get me a plumber for this tomb. It's a hell of a way to do. What is it coming to? Hell of a way to do a room and tub and wall and all a bed.
My bathroom is a private kind of place. Very special kind of place. The only glances at my face. My bathroom, my bathroom is my very special room, where I crimp and fuss and groom, where I can get away from all and really feel in bloom. I'm free.
Sponging seems to blend with my top A. In the bar, to the skirl of pipes vibrating in the boiler room below, I sing a potpourri of all the songs I used to know. And the water thunders in and gurgles down the overflow. In the bar. Then the loathing for my fellows rises steaming from my brain. In the bath, and condenseth to the milk of human kindness once again. In the bath. Oh, the tingling of the scrubbing brush, the flannel soft caress, to wield a lordly loofah is a joy I can't express. How truly is it spoken, what is next to godliness? In the bath. Then there comes that dreadful moment when the water's running cold. In the bath. When the soap is lost forever and one's feeling tired and old. In the bath,
it's time to pull the plug out.
Time to mop the bathroom floor.
And the towel is in the cupboard.
And the cupboard is next door. It started running hot. Let's have another hour or more. In the bath. I can see the one salvation of the poor old human race. In the bath.
Let the nations of the world all meet together face to face in the bar, in the bar. One with room for Ike and Khrushchev and all those other chaps. Mike and Monty, then we'll have some peace perhaps. Provided Swan and Flanders get the end without the taps in the bar.
I never go nowhere, man, I never go nowhere. Traffic's bad out there, man, I'm saving wear and tear. I like conditioned air, man, I never go nowhere. I go upstairs, downstairs, backyard, lawn chairs, living room, bathroom, bedroom, furnace room, hot tub, cedar deck, build a fire, washer, dryer, pantry, patio, barter, aroma, video, cold cellar, rec room, ping pong, mahjong, beer count, wear, then speed dial order, and I ain't going nowhere, man, I ain't going nowhere. It's dangerous out there, man, might have been a big bomb scare. Hard to get off of this easy chair, I ain't going nowhere. I go online, DSL, Amazon, buy and sell, eBay, layaway, last bid, noon today, plasma, Judy, Judge, broadband, Matt, Drudge, J.Crew, BNN.com, CNN, JPEG, email, pop-up, Gmail, shower cam, filter, spam, slam, bam, a think spam. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. It's a bungled jungle out there, man, some kid got mauled by a bear. Surround sound in my own lair, I ain't going nowhere. I got perimeter motion, doggy door, mail call, people, Avon, wireless, strobes on, pin code, keypad, relay, pepper spray, home base, interface, free zone, plug and play, infrared, photocell, squad car, decibel, choppers up, sonic boom, activate the panic room. Zantac, Lipitor, Dicepam, Nexium, Prevacid, Percocet, Levitra, Leviquin, Elavil, Fosamax, Plavix, Keflex, Next Day, FedEx, Zithromax, Avalox, Flexeril, Topamax, Prozac, Ativan, Adderall, I take them all. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. I'm cutting my own hair, man, nothing I need out there. Outside sunny, but inside share, I ain't going nowhere.
Attention mounts as he dries his hands from his latest trip to the hand-washing place. Yes, we're back. I washed them, licked them clean myself, and then offered them to Jack, who was smart enough to say, no, dude, what are you talking? Started with Barf Construction from Doo-Doo-Wah, one of our sponsors here. I'm not handy around the house. That's a song pretty much about me. I could have written that if I could write anything. That was yet another string band, Haywood Banks, Grass. I don't have that problem here because I have a wife who reminds me every 45 minutes when the grass needs cutting. Power Tool song was Don Bowman. Crazy About the Home Depot was Canadian Bacon and the Bald Beavers. I'm given to believe they are a band of Home Depot workers that had a band and they love their Home Depot. Okay, Tommy Life after that. No More Toilet Paper. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. American Standard 2 from them. Look at this tub. And then My Bathroom. You've heard of that one before. There's a whole cultish album around that. It was a one of these stupid convention shows that they record. And it's just, they're all lame, but this one was especially lame. Anyway, In the Bath was Flanders and Swan. And then we had, yes, Rick Moranis, I Ain't Going Nowhere. And this is what I want to hear from you, that you're not going nowhere, that you're washing your hands, that you're being kind to everybody out there, especially people who are basically working for you now. Start thinking about where we're going with all this and where we're going to end up and what's going to happen in November. All right? I will not pontificate any further. I will just remind you to wash your hands, to be nice to people, and make the best of it. Find something to do constructive. That's the spirit. Okay, so anyway, I got a few more for you, as I always do, and I wish you luck, and I'll see you next week.
Starts getting me down, and trouble gets too hard for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. I don't melt in the sweltering heat. I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the bustling crowd and the hustling rat race noise down on the street. On the roof's the only place I know. I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
About my hometown on the rockbound coast of Maine, the nicest spot in all New England. I wanna go back again. Stately, beautiful, big of heart, a city of renown. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. Where in the world could you ever find so much good fishing? Where else could you find a city that's completely air-conditioned? Where are the largest inland ports and the greatest outdoor sports? Duluth, Duluth, oh, that's my hometown. Duluth, Duluth, oh, that's my hometown.
We're proud of Calumet Farms, Keeneland Racetrack too. And right here on Main Street is everything for you. I recommend it for a lifetime or just a day. Lexington, Lexington, that's my hometown. Lexington, Lexington, that's my hometown.
Stay home. Stay home, no reason in-
together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
We're all about half crazy. Kids are bouncing off the wall. Yoga's done got canceled. Mama's pacing down the hall.
Homeschool's now in session and I'm pulling out my hair. It's halfway through the morning, I'm still in my underwear. Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
I've grilled the skin plum off my hands, if y'all know what I mean. I know without a doubt my hands have never been so clean.
The shelves are bare and empty, cause some people just don't care. Got one roll of toilet paper and I'm down to my last square. Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
Pick the living room guitar.
That's some good screaming guitar licks there, I'm telling you.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. We'll get through this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. Stay home.
One baby otter in the cradle of the sea. Two baby owls in the hollow of a tree. Three baby fawn in the forest where they've grown. And all the baby animals safe at home. Four baby bears coming home to rest. Five baby mice are sleeping in their nest. Six baby chicks to the coop they have gone. And all the baby animals safe at home. Seven baby pigs all snuggled in their pen. Eight baby fox are lying in their den. Nine baby geese to the reeds they have flown. And all the baby animals safe at home. And all the baby animals safe at home.
In the warm firelight, one child sleeping peaceful in the night. Love is the reason you'll never feel alone. Like all the baby animals safe at home.
One baby otter in the cradle of the sea. Two baby owls in the hollow of a tree. Three baby fawn in the forest where they've grown. And all the baby animals safe at home. And all the baby animals safe at home. And and all the baby animals safe at